Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Agee scores. Ward moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Colavito scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Adair moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Lundborg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hansen moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-0 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lundborg, and towards Petrocelli, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to third. Andrews throws to Adair, who tags Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lundborg hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Williams reaches second base with a double. Smith throws the ball into Adair, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Lundborg covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Elston Howard. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy pinch hits for Jim Lundborg. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Andrews hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan now catching. Dan Osinski now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osinski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Harrelson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Harrelson. Martin moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen is walked intentionally. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Asinski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing right field. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson strikes out. 1 out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.